Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Sonia's Real Estate Connection in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Hi there, folks. I'm Sonia Mays of Midwest Executive Realty at Park Place in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And I am elated that you're joining me on this official kickoff episode to hear the latest and greatest in the local real estate industry. Today is July 7th, 2017, and it's a great day in real estate. Today is an especially great day and perhaps maybe even a very lucky day, being July 7th, 2017, 7-7-17. We got three sevens. Well, if you're someone who believes in numerology, then it could very well be an extra special day for you. Of course, any day that we're above ground and breathing is a blessed day, so we are thankful. We give thanks for another day. All right, thank you. So, but if you believe in the divine relationships between numerical values and the coinciding events as they relate to numerical patterns, then you might be someone who has a very unique appreciation for what this day could represent in your life. And so, according to the Gregorian calendar, for instance, July 7th is the 188th day of the year, with 177 days remaining. Again, with that 77, those 77 numbers, 177 days remaining until the end of the year, according to the online Wikipedia. So, of course, we use the Gregorian calendar, which replaced the Julian calendar in the year 1582 by Pope Gregory the 13th, whom the calendar was named after and still remains to be the internationally accepted civil calendar. So kudos to all those believers. May this continue to shine and forever align in your favor. All right, so enough about calendars and numbers and the symbolic meaning behind today's date. Let's switch gears and talk about some more important numbers, numbers that are of particular importance to property owners in the city of Milwaukee, and that's assessed values, and specifically, how do you appeal a city assessment? In the city of Milwaukee, the city assessor's office is responsible for estimating and providing the market value on personal property. They provide an annual assessment of all taxable properties as of January 1st of each year. Those numbers are usually based on December values, and they place a value on it as of January 1st, and then all property owners receive their assessment notices in April. If you don't agree with your assessment and if you want to appeal or object to the assessment notice, then there's a process and a period of time by which you can do so. That period of time is generally between the end of April or the time that you receive the notice, and it goes until the third Monday in May, and they have to be filed during that time frame. So what happens when you file the appeal? It will get assigned to an assessor. They will request an appointment to come inside your property. At the appointment, you can provide information at that time in terms of upgrades you may have done to the home, renovations, or market data such as similar homes that have sold for different prices in the immediate area, or other factors that would impact your value. And if you're trying to provide comps, it's important to have the right data. For instance, if your house is a single-family ranch house, that's one level, single-family ranch house, then you don't want to provide comps of a two-story duplex two-family house that may be 5 miles away from your house. You want to stay within close proximity of your house and basically compare apples to apples. All right, does that make sense, folks? All right, hope so. So after the assessor's review of the property, he or she will issue a recommendation to the board, and you'll get written notice of the board's final determination, letting you know whether you won the appeal or not. If at that point you still don't agree with the board, then you can file an appeal with circuit court. So that's pretty much the process in a nutshell. So if you want more information on that process, you may call the City of Milwaukee Assessor's Office at 414-286-3651. And their number is 414-286-3651. Or you may visit their webpage at city.milwaukee.gov/assessor. Again, city.milwaukee.gov/assessor, or once you get to the City of Milwaukee page, you can Google City of Milwaukee, and then under the directory, it will there should be a link to the assessor's office or assessor page. Okay, so why are we talking about this today when the appeal process is over? Well, as a realtor, I'm always looking at the numbers and providing valuations and market reports for my clients. I'm also a member of the National Association of Realtors, the Wisconsin Realtors Association, and the Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors. So I'm a member of all three realtor boards, and I also serve on one of the local boards in the Greater Milwaukee area for their Professional Standards and Ethics Committee. As a member of the Wisconsin Realtors Association, and we refer to it as the WRA, we receive information and legal updates on a periodic basis. We recently received information concerning fair and accurate assessments. There was an article written by Tom Larson, and he is the Senior Vice President of Legal and Public Affairs for the WRA. His article was titled, Fair and Accurate Assessments, Why Wisconsin's Current Property Tax Assessment Law is Fundamentally Flawed. Whew, that's a lot to chew on, right? And that's the title of his article. So in his article, he talked about Wisconsin property tax assessment law and how under the current law, property owners are prohibited from appealing the tax assessment if the assessor was not able to gain entry to the house or if the request for access was denied. His article also indicates that this law is currently under evaluation and could soon be repealed. So what I'm going to do, just to kind of give it to you in a nutshell, I'm going to quote from his article, directly from the article, and I'll read this paragraph for you. This is in regards to one of the legal cases that's currently under review and being studied. So I'll just quote direct from his article. Begin quote. In Malewski versus Town of Dover, the Wisconsin Supreme Court is evaluating whether the law violates, among other things, the 14th Amendment's Due Process Clause. In addition, the Wisconsin legislature is currently considering Assembly Bill 211, Senate Bill 158, which would repeal the law and allow all property owners to challenge their assessments regardless of whether they denied an assessor entry into their home. End quote. So what's happening here is they are reviewing the cases, many cases concerning this law and the method of taxing properties to ensure fairness. So when you don't allow property owners to challenge their assessment because they didn't allow the assessor access into the home, then what he's saying in this article is that this deprives the property owner of their due process. Okay, now the other side of the equation, or the flip side of this argument, if you will, you know, if you want to play devil's advocate, you could say the other side would be, well, how can the assessor accurately review the appeal and review the property if they can't get inside the home to see it, right? And then the property owner, you know, could say behind that, well, you didn't come inside my home to give me the initial assessment, so why do you need to come in now to address the appeal and rewrite the assessment? Right. And so it could go back and forth, and it could turn into the whole which came first, you know, the chicken or the egg theory. Right. So as a realtor, you know, I deal with property values all the time. I do a lot of outside market evaluations. And sometimes, you know, we do what's called drive-by DPOs. We do exterior evaluations where we don't necessarily go inside the home. We drive by. We look at it from the outside in the surrounding areas. We pull comps or market data based on the general characteristics of the home that we can find from online sources, tax records, et cetera. So such as, you know, information that would be public, such as square footage, number of bedrooms, baths, garage, basement, et cetera. Now, if we want to get into more details of the home, then we do need to go inside to look at the actual condition of the house and its major components, such as basement, foundation walls, mechanicals, age of furnace, hot water heater, electrical service, fuse box, we look at the condition of the kitchen, bath, bedrooms. We look to see if, you know, if anything has been updated recently or not, you know, if there's any noticeable substandard or illegal upgrades or work that was not done up to code. You know, these could be issues for the, you know, for the potential buyer, and also appraisal issues or lending issues could come up. You know, so we're trying to do, we're trying to be proactive in terms of damage control and, you know, marketing and evaluations. You know, we look at things such as, do they still have, you know, that wallpaper from the 60s, or, you know, that lovely blue shag carpeting from the 70s, you know, cosmetic items as well. So all of these, you know, items go into the valuation report as we prepare the market analysis and estimate value for the property owner. And whether you're buying your house, you know, when you're buying your house, you want it to appraise out at the price that you're trying to purchase it at, right? And then when you're selling your home, you want the highest price possible, right? So we always say buy low, sell high. And, you know, a lot of times folks, you know, and I'm no different. You know, we don't want to pay higher taxes. So, you know, we don't want the higher assessment. Because the higher your assessment is, the higher your taxes will be, right? And we want to keep a low tax bill. But when it comes time to sell, then, you know, of course, we want a higher price. And so the higher assessment issue kind of goes away momentarily because we're trying to sell this house. But, you know, if you're not trying to sell, then you don't want to pay a higher tax bill. You know, even if you did complete, you know, major renovations, let's say you put, you know, $40,000-$50,000 into the house, you know, it's worth more than what it's currently assessed at, maybe even double the amount, you know, but you don't want to pay double the taxes, right? So, you know, I mean, who does? No one. So it's kind of a catch 22, right? But if you want to appeal your assessment, in the city of Milwaukee, the time to do it is between, you know, April, the time that you receive the initial assessment notice in the mail, and then the third Monday in May. So, you know, hey, folks, it's summertime, and a lot of folks are working hard at these rental projects. They're doing a lot of work on properties. They're buying them up and renovating them, doing the outside work before the winter rolls around, trying to get it done and get ready for the next cycle. So what do you think your assessment is, too high, too low, or just about right? Don't worry. It's not the end all and be all to your house. Real estate is all about location, location, location. And believe me, it is a numbers game. So it all depends on what someone is willing to pay for it and what you're willing to sell it for. So once again, you know, bring your A game to the table. Give me a call if I can assist with anything. I'd be happy to provide a free, no obligation market evaluation for you. All you got to do is call or email. I'm here to help, folks. I got a toll-free number for you to call if you need to. That number is 844-777-7725. Again, the number is 844-777-7725. Yeah, I've got those sevens going on. I don't know, something about those numbers. I don't know. And so, you know, again, I'm here to help you in any way that I can. I'm here to help you make money and save money and provide information that's going to be of value and of use to you. So again, feel free to give me a call. At the office, 414-395-8771. Again, that number, 414-395-8771. This is Sonya Mays with Midwest Executive Realty at Park Place in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, your local real estate expert. Don't forget to check out the website, MidwestExecutiveRealty.com. Again, that's MidwestExecutiveRealty.com. For more information on listings, buyer, sellers, mortgage, community information, as well as property management and rental properties. If you're in those markets, we'd love to help any way that we can and provide a free market evaluation for you on your home, on your property, and whatever other information we may provide to help with your real estate marketing and management needs. Thanks again, folks, for tuning in. I'll talk to you again real soon. Make it a great day.